Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
46360.
And that was 46360?
Right.
May I have your first and last name?
Kyle Kubik with a K, K-U-B-I-K.
Okay, will you verify your shipping address?
2814 Greenwood Ave, Trail Creek, Indiana, 46360.
Okay, I do see here you have the Mega Pump and the Alpha T Boost.
Right. So the reason I'm calling back is I went to use my credit card, and there's a hold on my card for fraudulent activity. I had to call Fifth Third Bank, and they said there's a hold on my card on these charges. And I said, yeah, that was me that bought some supplements yesterday off of Facebook. I seen an advertisement, and I said the one was for $6.95, and the other one was for like seven something. The total I was supposed to be charged to my card was like $14 and some change. And she said, well, there's two other transactions here, one for $129.95 and one for $139.95. She said none of the four transactions went through. And I said, well, I don't know anything about the $129.95 or the $139.95. I said, all I was supposed to be charged was the $6 and something cents for the one bottle and $7 and something cents for the other bottle for a total of $14 and change. So what's going on with the $129 and the $139.95 that you guys tried to charge my card?
Okay, so the only thing that we billed you was the $7.97 and the $6.97.
Okay, well, I don't know. She said there's another chart, and it's all from the same place. It's all four transactions are from you guys. There's another one on there. But none of them went through. The $6 one, the $7 one, and the $129 and the $139, none of them went through. So I don't know if you're seeing on your end, did you get confirmation that the $14 charge went through for the two bottles? Because Fifth Third said none of the transactions went through. And I said, well, I don't know what's going on with the $129 and $139. I said, no, that was definitely not me. authorizing that. All I bought was the $6 and the $7. So just to be safe, I want to cancel everything. Do not charge my card. Do not charge my card for anything. Because I don't know what's going on. Nope, I don't know what's going on, and I did this off of Facebook, and I don't know what's going on, with you guys or I'm not going to get, caught up in no fraud here or nothing, So I'm telling you right now to cancel all four. Cancel the $6.95, the $7.95. You should have never charged me the $129.95, and I should have never been charged the $139.95. I don't know what the heck them two were, but. I don't want none of it now. I want the whole thing canceled. I'm going to call Fifth Third back here in a minute after I get off the phone with you guys and make sure that my card doesn't get charged for anything. I don't want anything now.
Okay, I've canceled out your account and fully refunded everything. and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, what did you refund?
Wait, let's see. Okay, so you have been fully refunded the $7.97 and the $6.97.
Okay, well, what's the $129 and the $139?
Those charges are not from us.
Well, according to Fifth Third, all four charges are from the same place.
No, sir, those are not from us. We only billed you the $7.97 and the $6.97, but I fully refunded both of those and canceled out your account. And I have a confirmation for you to write down.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get a pen. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just telling you what the fraud department, because I couldn't use my card. I had to call Fifth Third, find out why I couldn't use my credit card, because they put a hold on it. And she said there's four transactions all done from yesterday from the same place. And she read them all to me, and I said, yep, them two I did for the 6 and the 7, but not the 129 or the 139. Okay. I'm ready for the confirmation.
One moment. That'll be C for Charlie. 172-796.
C for Charlie,
172-796.
This is the cancellation confirmation.
That's correct.
And what site is this again?
I'm sorry, you said what's what now?
What's the name of your guys' place that would show up on my credit card? What's the name of your business?
Well, the name of our company is Evoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it.
Evoke, yeah. What's the website?
Just Evoke. One moment.
Evoke soup or something?
Just bear with me. Okay, that's great. So it'll be evoke-soups.com. But you'll have to put the www dot.
Okay, how do you, E-V-O-K-E?
Dash.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
S-U-P-S.
.com. And make sure you put www dot as well in the beginning.
www.evoke.
SUPS.com. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Again, thank you for calling.